Life's greatest questions have always been, who am I? Where did I come from? Why am I here? Where am I going? You are about to see and hear one of the most significant messages given to us from God.
Cantrell, and you are listening to The Shoot, RadioFubar.com. What's going on, everybody? We are so happy to have you here live, and I've got a lot to talk about today. But first, we have to welcome him to the show. I actually like this guy, so I'm not going to make him wait 5 minutes like the other guy last week, and more on that in a moment. Let's bring to the show, and I pronounce myself as the man who can say his name right. Mark it on your notepads. At Chris McNanamy. Hello, sir.
Hey, what's up?
Ah, I said it right, did I not? Where's the fanfare, motherfucker? Where's my fanfare?
It almost sounds like Fandango. You got to almost let the A's breathe or some shit like that.
You really do. You got to let them breathe. So.
Relax and just don't bumble through it or you'll end up screwing it up.
Exactly. Take that footer, Kay. It's at Chris McNanamy on Twitter.
Not McNamara footer.
Not McNamara, not what's the other ones that you heard?
Oh man, let's see, going back 30 years on this. I've heard McManaway, McManany, McMahon, just all kinds of weird stuff, but yeah, that's
oh my God!
Yeah,
how hard is it to say your name? I don't get it. Why are people having a problem with your name?
I don't know. It's not that crazy, really. Even the minister that married us, me and my wife, screwed it up.
Are you kidding me?
Poor guy practiced it like all the day before Manny and I got married, and it's on video. he totally butchered it, totally destroyed it, and my face, I just went ugh.
This is ridiculous. I would have slapped the hell out of that minister. Are you kidding me? I would have said, look, I know we're in God's house or whatever you want to call it. I don't believe in all that stuff, but I know we're in whoever's house. I'm just going to bitch slap you for mispronouncing my name. This is my wife's big day. This is my big day, and you son of a bitch, you messed up the name.
I almost felt bad because he was a friend of my wife's family for a long time, for decades. And I just felt so bad, and he came up to me and said, I'm so sorry. I was like, it's fine.
You're just too much of a nice guy, Chris. You just let it roll off your back. I wish I had your style and grace on all that stuff, because I'm not a nice guy. I would have bitch slapped the guy personally.
Well, the other problem with being nice is that sometimes all the things fester and stay buried, and then I get really angry. And then just lash out. That's the downfall.
Well, you did have quite a show. What was it? Almost a week ago now, or was it last Friday? You did a show, and you got in some deep stuff.
Oh yeah. It was long overdue. I got in some really deep stuff that only maybe three people in my entire world here, or even outside of radio, only like three people know about it.
Well, the problem that I have is, let's push all that to the side for just a moment. What I think is more important is the fact that you're trying out for this show, and you had the nerve, you had the gall to go on your program and mock my Nats and make fun of them. You had to take a cheap shot just days before you were going to come on here. What is wrong with you, Chris? I don't like you now. I don't know if I want you to be. I don't care how many tweets I'm getting right now because my Twitter thing is blowing up, but I don't care how many tweets are coming in. I may have to disqualify you right now for talking about my Nationals.
Oh, do I need to bring up the NLDS from last year?
See, now you're blowing it, Chris. You're already blowing it.
Hey, see, that's me letting it fester up and just lashing out.
No, it was heartbreaking, but
real mean. Oh, that was crazy. I mean, with Jason Worth hitting that homer the game before,
Chris,
I figured, man, they're done. I was like, the Nationals are just too tough. I figured they were done. The Cardinals, I figured they were done. And for the most part, that game was pretty boring, to be honest with you. That game five.
Yeah.
It was much like the World Series the year before, that game six. I mean, everything, it was a real boring game, very kind of embarrassing. And then just like at the last minute, boom, came back and...
I have pictures on my wall, Chris. This is how much I loved this NLDS game, Worth with the walk-off homer. I've got probably a 20 by 30 gigantic poster of Worth pointing at the dugout after he hit the home run. This night just lives on in my life. But you know what was better than that was when I watched your boys going up against the Giants, and then they lost. And I thought to myself, you know what? It's all better now. Everything's all better. We can move on to next year and watch my team blow it all year long.
I'm over it finally. It took me a while to get over that. But that was brutal. That was painful because it relived the 96 NLCS. I know you're probably the same age I am, right? You're 31.
You got it.
Okay, yeah. So, yeah, me too. So I remember in 96 watching the Cardinals go up against the Braves. And, you know, going up 3-1 and then just get completely obliterated by like 35 runs in three games. And just, they're done. That was a total punch in the gut.
Well, you deserve it, you bastard. You absolutely deserve it. This is terrible. Now, let's set this up properly because last week we were beginning a co-host search and we had a guy on and... Well, you know, we had some people voting. We did a vote because here's the thing. I am a spur-of-the-moment kind of person, and I want to lay this. I want to set the record straight because this son of a bitch, Lee Sanders is his name. This son of a bitch, you know, I changed my mind on this show at the spur of the moment. Part of the reason I do that is because I operate it myself. Everything I do, it's all me, okay? So if I want to change something on the fly, I do that, and I do that only because I like to keep things changing. I like to do different things. So we had this guy, we had this guy try out last week, and, a lot of people, I did get some good feedback, if you can believe it or not. I did get some good feedback on the guy. People seemed to enjoy it. We opened up a vote, and I said, you know what? If I'm going to be looking for a new co-host, I should, at the very least, try out a few different people. Why not just settle on one guy and see how he does? Why not get a few people and let's have them duke it out? I mean, you know, I think that's very interesting. And the minute I put that out, you were one of the people that responded. There was another guy, a buddy of mine, Josh Wilson. He has been listening to the show since 2007. As far as I know, he doesn't have any radio experience, but that's okay. I'm interested in trying people of all types, people that...
Right.
No radio, people that don't know radio, that's what makes it spontaneous. If you don't try stuff out, you'll never figure out if it's going to work or not. So I put out an entire, I laid out this whole contest. And then there's this other guy that's going to try out as well. We've got a few people that are going to be trying out. And I figured, you know, it's interesting. If we can do it this way, I think that keeps it interesting. Now, I don't know how you feel about it. I mean, you're obviously into the contest. You're ready to go. I mean, don't you think a contest is more interesting than just trying out one guy? Am I wrong?
Yeah, right. No, and even if you're just saying, all right, we're going to go with this guy and that's it. Just
yeah.
Boom.
And then he
totally maybe falls flat on his face or something. And then you end up back at square one.
Well, no, I know. And don't just say it's cool because you want to be on the show. I mean, seriously, I just want an honest opinion. I mean, I apologize to the guy because I said, look, you know, I put this out on Twitter before I told you, and I feel that in that particular aspect, I was wrong. I should have said, hey, look, I'm going to change it up, and I did not. But this guy completely went off. He was very upset about it, and, you know, I'm just like, what the hell do you want from me? I apologize for the part that I thought was wrong, and can we move on? You know, can we do that? So it'll be you, it'll be Josh Wilson, and Joe Rodriguez, another guy who is on Twitter, follows me on Twitter, at Gary Cantrell. The three of you guys will be duking it out. I got to talk to those other two and see who wants to go next week. I think one guy is still waiting on equipment. And here's the other thing. I told this guy, we had a conversation on the phone about a few days before the show happened, and I said, look, this is not Blog Talk Radio. We don't do low-quality radio. We have good equipment, and we put on the best show that we can. People seem to like it. Some people don't like it, but those people aren't stepping up and telling me. But the thing is that we use equipment here. This is not on your telephone with a laptop. That's not how I operate. No. And he was fine with that. He said, yeah, it's great. You know, I've actually been looking to take the next step. Maybe he was just saying that. Maybe he wasn't. I don't know. But he said after the fact, he said, oh, you try to come and tell me that I had to get a board and blah, 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 blah. I said, I didn't say any of that. I did not say you have to get a board. I said, if you want to be on this show, you're going to have to consider upgrading your equipment if you want to be a regular fixture on this show. Nobody's saying you have to get anything. You don't have to do anything. If you don't get it, then you know you just won't be on the show. Maybe I was a dick about it. I'll own up to the hell with it. I'll take the blame. I'll be the bigger guy. Damn it. I'll take the blame. but this guy, he went on Twitter and he blasted me. You know, after I called him out for blocking me, and then he like sent me two or three long-winded emails about his perspective on things. Whatever, dude. Just go and do your Blog Talk Radio show. And look, I talk smack about Blog Talk Radio. Yes, I was on. That was one of his things. He said, "Oh, you're bashing Blog Talk Radio, and you wouldn't be where you were if you didn't start on Blog Talk Radio." And I understand that, but you know the thing is, Chris, and you've learned this in doing your own show. If you want to take your show to the next level, you have got to just get your own stuff. You got to get your own board. You got to get your own mic. I have my own server that I use for testing. It's an investment. It's a small investment as far as I'm concerned. It costs me no more than like 20-something bucks a month to maintain this. And Blog Talk Radio charges you $40 for a 32 kbps fucking bitrate that sounds terrible. And, you know, they charge you all that just to get more than like a half hour show. It's ridiculous.
Well, get this. On Caster FM, I found it. I did a search online when I was looking to get started.
Yeah.
And do you know how much that cost me?
Well, how much?
Free. For even a double of what Blog Talk Radio offers for their stream. It's like it starts out at a 64K stream, which is double of the 32, you know, obviously the 32K stream that Blog Talk makes you pay for.
Right.
This was free. So. And it was still in beta. I'm like, it's not much for this. Give it a shot, just to get get my feet wet. And
yeah, I mean,
because nothing beats live. I love live. Live's fun.
I mean, it just to me, it doesn't make any sense. You know, it does not make any sense. And he was blasting me, and I'm like, dude, I don't get it, man. I just whatever. Just do your Blog Talk Radio and have fun and whatever. You know, I'm gonna do my thing. You do your thing. We go our own way. I haven't talked to him since. And then another thing that upset me this week. Chris, I don't know if you heard the Shoots interview with Derek Four, a.k.a. Chad Baxter.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
It was everywhere. I mean, I send out recaps and I tell people, you know, hey, look, this is the show. This is, you know, this is you can find it here. And it came to my attention. My buddy Richie Drake, he subscribes to the Wrestling Observer newsletter, which is written by the world famous Dave Meltzer. Now, you hear the name Dave Meltzer, and like I said, it's world famous. The guy's been around for 25-plus years. He's highly respected in the industry. And I come to find out, he tells me, in the new newsletter, Dave Meltzer quoted your interview with Chad Baxter, a.k.a. Derek Four, and he did not give you credit for it. And I said to myself, are you kidding me? Now, Dave Meltzer, let's put this in perspective, Chris, because Dave Meltzer... A lot of these like copy and paste news sites, and I mean news with a Z, these wrestling news sites, they copy and paste. You know, Wrestling Observer is a big Dirt Sheet, PW Torch, PW Insider. Those are like the top three. And a lot of these copy and paste sites constantly will go out and steal his stuff. And I know he doesn't like it. Just as much as I don't like it when he takes my interview and doesn't give me any credit for it. I don't think that's fair.
No, it's not.
You know, I mean, it's just it's kind of upsetting to me when I read that, and then I tweeted them, and I didn't say anything vulgar or out of line, and I didn't even get a response like, "Hey, I'm sorry, it's not the way I do things," or, you know, no, nothing. It's just I got nothing, and to me, I'm like, "Are you kidding me? Like, why would you just take my interview as if it's yours?" And then Derek Ford did another interview on like just a podcast that's hosted by a couple of former developmental guys. And he gave them a lot of good stuff. And then Dave Meltzer takes quotes from that and posts that up in his thing, too.
Oh, man.
I mean, it's just ridiculous.
Yeah, because, I mean, if he's doing that, I mean, I don't read, you know, I am a wrestling fan, but I don't read a lot of those sites. But I'm wondering if he's doing that, how long has he been doing that?
He's got to have been doing it forever, man, because, I mean, he's been around for forever. But I've seen him quote other stuff. I mean, maybe he just feels like the shoot is not a big enough deal to quote them or what have you. And look, I understand that. Maybe people don't think we're quite a thing, but
hell, even if there was some kind of footnote or something, you know, just, you know, like in credits or I don't know.
Well, I don't even need a full link. Just say Derek Four appeared on the shoot and said this. I don't need you to put out my link or my Twitter. I'm not saying whore out the show and say, "Oh, this is where you can get this, this, and this." I'm not even saying anything like that. I'm saying more of just he was on the shoot. That's all you have to say. It's just a brief mention, you know.
It's true.
Oh God, that made me so angry. But those are my two rants for today.
that would really. I mean, you know, you put in a lot of work. You know, making sure that you know because I've heard because I subscribe to this show. I got it on my phone. And I listened to all the interviews. You know, you had Matt Stryker and Daniels and Kazarian, and those were great interviews, and I'd be furious if somebody, you know, lifted my stuff and didn't mention it or give credit or anything like that.
Well, yeah, and the irony of it all is that a lot of those like dirt sheet, quote unquote, you know, dirt sheet websites, they actually gave, you know, full credit, links and everything, which I found to be just so bizarre.
That's weird. That is very weird.
Yes, I'm just like, what, are you kidding me? So. Anyway, I don't get it. But let's, you know, Chris, let's, you know, enough of the ranting. You know, we'll probably go about an hour today. I figured, you know, nothing too much planned. I want to figure out about you, you know, and I want to introduce you properly to the listeners. So maybe you can start by talking a little bit about yourself, you know, as far as your interest in radio, you know, your profession without obviously giving up too much details, but, you know, your profession, some of your interests, and how you got into the interest of wanting to be on the radio.
Well, I work. Right on the spot. Boom. Go.
Go for it.
I work in IT. I'm an IT guy, strictly IT related projects. Time to snooze everybody out. But I work in IT projects, and as far as our company goes, we have everything pretty segmented, and I do like server installs, major time intense related IT work for various small businesses throughout the St. Louis area. That's really what I do. And I got a little bit of obviously a technical background here and started listening to, you know, like the Mix and, you know, some of these other, you know, guys, even when they were starting up, I'm like, man, this is not that complicated to really get set up. And I was like, I think I might want to do this someday. And it's just kind of getting the wheels turning. You know, it's like, okay, I trying to figure out, you know, technically what do I need to start this and what am I going to talk about and things like that. And I started out, I started out with, you know, just, you know, one of those headsets that you plug into your laptop. And I was like, hey, I'm going to talk about tech stuff for an hour or whatever.
Yeah.
Just, you know, me babbling, just record it and throw it up somewhere. So that's where I started. And then I was like, you know, seeing you guys and, you know, guys like the Red Show and, you know, all these, you know, and your show and things like that.
It's all about me, my buddy Holly. I love her to death. Yep. You know, all these shows. Absolutely. It's great. 360 on 420. You ever listen to those guys? I love listening to them.
I have not.
Okay.
I need to.
Check them out, man. JJ Stoner, he's a crazy bastard. If you're into video games, those guys like to talk about video games too. It's good stuff.
Yeah, I'll have to add that one to my list of subscription if they do have a download option. But I'm like, you know, so anyway, I got into that, listening to all these different shows. I'm like, man, and then seeing, you know, your equipment, you know, I'm already seeing your equipment, and I hear about, you know, all these other guys talking about their equipment, and Alan from the Rogue Show. I know he's listening because I see it on my timeline.
Yeah, man, he's been blowing up the timeline.
Right, and so I've seen, you know, seen him talk about stuff and, you know, trying to get some ideas and, you know, just I remember before I got actually got started doing this, I spent probably a week just looking and researching. It's like, all right, how can I do this? What do I need?
Right.
How can I do my laptop? You know, I don't have, you know, five computers and
I've got two now.
I just don't have the space. I mean, I probably would have two, three, you know, whatever, but I just physically do not have the space for it.
Yeah.
And I just went out to Guitar Center and it's like, here's what I'm trying to do. They're like, oh, okay, well, here, get one of the, you know, here's your mixers, here's your different options.
Right.
You know, one smaller, this the ZMX52 mixer, and just started plugging stuff in, and like, all right, and at that point, I'm like, okay, I'm not broadcasting live. How do I get live?
Right.
You know, it just started evolving. It just started evolving. It's like, man, I want to do this. I have no radio experience at all, but I really want to talk about this stuff. It's like, all right, I'm going to start with this, and then it's like, all right, how can I do this? Like, you know, I want to be able to, you know, do the Skype thing, you know, record and, you know, present YouTube video or whatever I want to do all
sure.
at the same time. All at the same time. I'm right. like, how can I do that? And then it's like, oh, you need a mixer for this. And I started looking and asking around. It's like, hey, what kind of mixers do you recommend? And then I found this one. And then I'm like, okay, how can I broadcast live? I want to go live. The podcast stuff is nice, you know, because I started, you know, recording. And then I'm like, I'm going live. Terrible Tech Show. Done.
Yeah. Yeah, boom. I mean, so how do you find? Tell me about this caster thing, because I feel like I've heard about it, but I don't know a whole lot about those guys. So are they kind of like blog
it's
talk?
It's just a free. It's in beta. It's like a free Shoutcast server hosting.
Really? And is there any limitation as far as how long you can be on or anything like that?
There's a limit of number of listeners, I think.
Oh, okay.
To start out. But yeah. There are some limitations, and you have to, you know, if you want to use a podcast option, you have to, you know, get so many votes on your station, and it's just very, 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 it's limited on what you can do.
So obviously,
yeah, if you're small and starting out, then it's perfect. So that way you kind of get your feet wet.
Right, it's a good way to get on.
Yeah, it's a good way to get on. So you don't have to, you know, if you decide you don't want to do it, you're not out any money.
Right.
That's the thing. You don't have to make a crazy large investment. You know, if you're not sure you want to go all in,
yeah.
And then, you know, down the road you can, you know, go to some of these other, you know, like Radio FUBAR or whatever, you know, host your own, whatever you want to do, you know,
right.
Put in the investment, you know, the time investment and the financial investment, take it to the next step.
Now, hold tight for a second. I'm looking at my Twitter right now. I see Alan. Now he's trying to get heat with me. Now he's saying the Nationals suck. Alan, where do you stand in the baseball, Alan? Send me a tweet, buddy. Where do you stand with the baseball? Who is your team? I'd love to hear that one.
I guarantee he says the Rays.
Oh, God.
I guarantee.
Ugh. The Rays. Boo. Oh, God. The Rays.
Hey, it's all about the birds on the bat this year.
Oh, just stop it. I hear all that crap with the Orioles here, too.
There's also those goddamn Pirates. Like they normally do.
Your
team's in extra innings right now, top of the 10th.
Are they really? I'm not even able to watch.
Nope, it's 2-2. They're in Miami. Yeah, it's 2-2.
They were in extra innings last night too, weren't they?
I think so.
Oh, here we go. So Alan says, F you both. As a young man, I was a Yankee. Oh God, the Yankees.
Oh no.
A Yankees and
in what you're seeing.
Oh. Yeah, now he's a Rays fan. Oh, boo. Just get off my timeline. Just go away.
The Yankees and Red Sox. Nauseous.
Oh, God, I love Alan, but man, you're just making it hard for me to love you. You make it hard for me to love you, Alan. God damn you. Oh, God.
I'm surprised he's still going to give me shit about the 2004 World Series. He got swept right out by those goddamn Red Sox. I still can't stand. Ugh.
Pew.
That's vomit right there. That is vomit. That is hardcore vomit.
Oh, terrible. I'm so heartbroken.
Yeah, he just told you to suck it.
God, I'm closing out my Twitter right now. Thank you. I have four screens. I got Twitter on one, and I am just minimizing it. I can't look at this anymore. It's heartbreaking.
It's a point where you have to unplug the monitor now just because you're so angry.
I'm about to throw it across the room. Last week, I didn't get to talk about it really a whole lot last week, but since you're a tech guy, I figure you'll appreciate this. I had two monitors on one computer, and I'm trying to get an all-new computer, but that's just not really where it's at right now. But I had this extra computer laying around that can get two monitors in it, so I figure I'd take a little bit of the work off the one monitor, or the one computer, rather, and then, you know, go to another computer. So now I got two computers running rock solid, man.
Oh, that's awesome. So
if you're able to break
that up, that definitely help out a lot.
Well, I figured you would know about that. And now Bull 37XX chimes in. Baseball sucks ass. Just stop it. I don't want to hear from you either.
Mr. Football there. That's Shane. He's awesome.
No, he is. He's a good dude, but I'm looking, I minimized the Twitter on my computer, but now I have my iPhone and my iPad and they're both going off. I cannot escape Twitter. I'm about to uninstall Twitter from all of my devices. I've had enough.
Uh-oh.
You know, it's one thing for my team to suck this year. It's another thing for people to have to rub it in my face. This team has sucked so many years in a row, and then last year they finally get good, and then this year they blow it again, pretty much. Woof.
Ugh, oh, Alan's got it right. TV, I would rather go to a, if I had my choice, I would rather go to a game.
Sure.
Absolutely. Go into a game, the experience, there's nothing like it.
Oh, I bet, man.
There's nothing, especially Busch Stadium with all the history, just all the history and just, just being in that same, well, maybe not this stadium because it's still very new, but just being at the stadium where you get to see, Stanaman, Ozzie Smith, those guys, some of these legends, being able to watch them play and, knowing that you've seen so many great memories makes it all worth it. It's all, just watching it on TV, and I'm sure, you can attest to this, going to the Nationals game, watch them on TV, it doesn't do it justice.
No, not at all. I mean, absolutely, you have to go to the game to get the full experience.
Right.
There's no doubt about that, dude.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, God. These guys are going to kill me today. I've got to just stay the hell off Twitter. I can't do it. These guys are absolutely just killing it for me. So, whatever. Also, my damn hand is all cut open. I'm going to continue the tech talk by talking about my bloody stupid hand. I was installing a new car stereo in my car today. Have you ever done one of those?
No, but I have a feeling where this is headed.
Yeah.
I have not installed a car stereo. I've done some work, with electronics and, like speakers and things like that, but I've never actually installed. Matter of fact, I'm so car retarded that I should pay somebody to do that kind of stuff.
Well, I should have. No, I got it working. It works. It's 100% working. It's just, and here's the problem. And look, JVC is not a big name. I mean, they're a known brand, but they're not, the best of the best, top of the line. Mm-hmm. I'm on a budget. It was like a $100 radio. It's fine, but
yeah,
I had another JVC. It was a double DIN. And I had to get this one was a single DIN. I wanted it because it had Bluetooth built right in, so I could sync up my iPhone with it. I can get my Spotify and my phone calls and all that stuff. Sirius, if I want to do it, I have a separate Sirius radio. But in the future, if I ever want to get rid of it and just go with my phone, I can do that. But so JVC has not changed their wire harness plug in like probably 10 years. So the old wire harness, pop it out of the old radio, put the new one in, and it works, perfectly. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I took out the old radio. I plugged in the new radio with the antenna adapter and the wire harness and just pushed it in just for a second, just so I can power up the car and make sure it works before I, set it in place. And within 5 minutes, it's working perfectly. I mean, it's terrific. Okay.
Okay.
So the problem is, though, is it comes with this cable for the Bluetooth microphone that I can wire, anywhere in the car, so I can, take my calls, I can do my Siri, whatever. And I reached my hand down into that tight little, square box hole area, and the hooks
in
or whatever.
In the dash where you have your CD, where you have it mounted?
Yes. And I reach in there, and I'm like trying to take the one wire with my left hand and reach it up in there, and I've got my right hand, the one that I've cut open, and I put it in there probably as far as it'll go, and the what do they call that? Like the base or whatever that it hooks onto is like paper thin, but it's metal. and it ripped the shit out of my finger. So I'm trying to wire this thing up. And I finally got it through, and like I said, I left the car. Everything's working perfectly, flawlessly. It's great. Everything's good with it, but I cut the hell out of my hand. I mean, it looks terrible. It looks like I ran it through like a cheese grater or something.
Oh, I've done, you know, working on not, you know, I haven't done that at cars, but I know, like, working on computers and things like that.
Yeah.
Because a lot of old, you know, a lot of those cases, they had the same, it's like real thin metal, but it's worse than a paper cut.
Oh, dude, yeah.
And I have tore my hands up so much, reaching in, pulling out cards, installing cards, memory. In fact, I cut my hand last week working. This is even last week. Installing memory in a new server.
Right, you know, so you're in a bunch of server racks.
Oh, yes. Oh, God.
Oh, man.
Yes. Yeah, I've seen some shit.
Oh, man. All right, well, look, let's take this opportunity. Let's just take a quick break. We'll come back, we'll refresh, and we can all get right a little more into this, but I just want to... Right at the half hour, I like to try to get a break in. So let's do that. If you guys want to call into the fun, 202-738-1978. I don't even know why I bother telling you that, because I use the metadata on the Edcast, and it just tells you what the number is. So you guys should already know it, but whatever.
Hey, so, get it out there. Advertise it.
Advertise it, yes. And follow both of us on Twitter, at Gary Cantrell and at Chris McNanamy. I say it right. You see,
damn, you got it. Fucking A, man. You got it.
Boom. All right. So let's take a break. We will be right back.
Gotta get out of here and retreat to the beaches, away from all the blinding city lights, illuminating the walls of my room as I try to close my eyes, as I try. Sirens always blaring and never ending.
bit of movie life to carry us back in. And before that, you heard Concrete by Lux Courageous. A couple of underground bands. I like to mix it in a little bit, Chris. You know, I like to have some bands that people may never have heard of. I think that's cool to expose. They're not necessarily new artists, but maybe you find something you heard that you never heard before, and maybe you might like it, you know?
Oh, sure, absolutely. Gets them some exposure, too, you know?
Exactly.
Every little bit helps.
Exactly. What kind of music do you listen to, dude? That's very important to my heart, is music that people that I may potentially work with, what they like.
I like rock. I'm a rock guy. You know, whether it's alternative, classic, you know, the old stuff, some of the new stuff, just a little bit of everything. I mean, it's not really, I'm not big on country, not on, you know, rap music, yeah, but mainly just rock, you know, some of the older alternative, some of the new crap I just can't stand, but.
Yeah, well, it's probably a good thing you can't hear the music then. This is actually rock that we're playing now, but, and I know some of it's okay.
I mean, some of it, I just like, what the heck is going on? But there's a lot out there. Even some of like the local stuff I listen to, it's like, man, these guys are good.
Yeah, no, I'm with you, man. I've actually got the new Jay-Z here. I'm not going to play it now, but I'm actually going to close the show with it because a lot of people have been torn. A lot of people have said this new Jay-Z sucks so much ass. And look, I don't listen to a whole lot of rap to begin with, so it's not like I've heard him since the beginning to base a valid opinion on his entire catalog. But I just take the new record, which is Magna Carta Holy Grail. I just take it as it is, and I find myself to enjoy it. So I'm actually, when we close out the show in a little while, I'm actually going to close out with that. So he's got the opening track, which is called Holy Grail. It's him and Justin Timberlake, and I think it's one of the best newer songs that I've heard. So I'm gonna pipe that in later, and hopefully some of you will enjoy it. So, all right, let's talk a little bit, you know, like we did last week here on the show, when we have a prospective co-host like yourself, Chris, you're a good dude. We've been talking on Twitter for a long time, and I enjoy your company on Twitter as much as I enjoy a lot of other people. So I like to find
out
more.
Likewise.
Right, and I appreciate that. So I like to find out more about, you know, the person behind the mic, so to speak. Now, you are married, correct?
Yeah, I've been married for, come up in September, will be 8 years.
Wow, how'd you meet your wife, dude?
In high school.
Wow, high school sweetheart.
Yes. She was. We met when she was 15, and I was 17.
Right.
And then, of course, her parents wouldn't let her date. She was 16, and we started dating. That was 13 years ago. And we just clicked, and it was just one of those, you know, high school sweethearts. And we've been married since 2005, and have a got a 4-year-old daughter, and she's awesome.
Yeah, she's very beautiful, man. You got a beautiful kid there.
Thank you. Yeah, she's awesome. Got quite the personality, and she gets that from her mom. Not for me. No.
What does your wife make of all this this radio hobby stuff that you have? What does she think about that?
She's like, it's fine. You know, she doesn't care. She's not into it, but she knows that I am, and it's a hobby, and I'm having fun, and she just doesn't, you know, obviously don't want to interfere a lot with personal life, but,
sure,
and that's understandable. You know, I get that, and I wouldn't let that happen, but, it's, you know, it's fun. And that's the thing is, I'm having a little bit of fun, and it's just something that, you know, dabble with on the side, and that's it.
Certainly. Does she share your enjoyment for talk radio, or is she more like a music kind of girl?
She's a music. She can't stand talk radio.
Really?
We are very opposite. That's the thing. My wife Mandy and I, we are very opposite. She's into music and things like that. She can't stand talk radio. Because if I'm listening to talk radio, she's like, oh, you got to put your headphones in or turn it off.
Yeah, whenever I'm in the car, I got to listen to talk radio by myself a lot of times.
Yeah, absolutely. It's like, whatever you listen to in the car is fine, but I don't want to listen to that.
Man, so high school sweetheart. Wow, that's incredible, man. I mean, that's got to make it easy, too. Somebody you've known him for a while, you met him when you were young, and you kind of grow together, and that's tremendous, dude.
Absolutely. We've been through our ups and downs just like, you know, any other, you know, relationship goes, and everything's awesome, so.
Now, are you St. Louis born and raised?
Yes, I am.
Wow, look at you.
Yep. October of 82. That's when I was born, which is right around the Cardinals World Series that year,
right,
which is kind of weird, but No, I'm a St. Louis guy all the way my whole life.
Now, I've never been to St. Louis, and I've heard about the city. What the hell do you guys do there in St. Louis? You know, I have D.C., so obviously, and there's not a whole lot of stuff to do around here, believe it or not, but St. Louis is, when my dad and my mother were together, my dad was in the Navy, so we'd travel back and forth across the country moving from here in D.C. to California and then so on and so forth, but we've never been up in that area of the country. It's always been, you know, down in the southern part of the states, like through Texas and all that stuff. So what in the hell is there to do in St. Louis? I feel like I don't know your city at all.
Oh,
what do you do there?
Gosh, there's a lot of, besides Cardinals games, there's art museums, there's the zoo's a big one, Science Center.
Right.
A lot of historical type of things. There's Soulard Market, there's The Hill, which is a very, very big Italian community.
Right.
And let's see, is Botanical Gardens. The Missouri Botanical Gardens is here. I'm not big on this. I know some of your listeners might be. There's a lot of theater. Art theater. You know, I'm definitely, and I'm thankful my wife's not into any of that.
Could you imagine being dragged to that crap?
Oh, God, no. Well, it's funny. She went to a show at the Muni, and the Muni is a very, very popular. It's very known throughout the country.
Yeah,
and they do a lot of theater and Broadway and things like that, and it's all outdoors.
Oh, okay.
So you can only imagine with St. Louis weather at an outdoor event, how awesome that is when it's 130 degrees outside.
Do you guys get decent weather? I mean, is it all over the place?
It's all over the place. I mean, right now it's okay, but yeah. I think it's like, you know, upper 80s, low 90s, but it can get, this time last year, it was like 110.
No shit.
It was just unreal, and it's very humid.
Wow.
Very, very humid. But luckily, we were in Florida last year, and we lucked out with some good weather there.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah. But no, there's a lot of things to do, and the a lot of people like the art museums, the zoos, the Broadway stuff.
Yeah, that sounds...
It's just a lot of very different, just a wide variety of activities. They got a lot of kid-friendly places. There's the Magic House, there's City Museum, which is like a indoor entertainment thing.
Right.
And gosh, what else? There's all kinds of just very, very eclectic mixture of things for all ages.
Very cool. And on a side note, I'm of course it comes back, I feel like it always comes back to baseball when I talk to you, but the Nationals, it's now 5-2 in the bottom of the 10th. Nationals leading.
That. And the Pirates lost. That is good.
Really? I don't really know a whole lot about the Pirates.
Pirates lost to the Pond Scum, aka the Mets.
Oh God, the Mets.
If you're in St. Louis and you hear Pond Scum, those are the Mets. They're the Pond Scum. And the Mets beat them 4-2, which means Cardinals have a short half game lead over the Pirates. Take that, Holly.
Yeah, one of our future co host search contestants, Joe, I believe he's a Mets guy. He's up there and based out of the New York, New Jersey area. Armon, a longtime listener to the show. I don't think he listens anymore, the bastard, but he used to listen in the Blog Talk Radio days, and he is also a big Mets fan, so I do know some Mets fans.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
Oh, God. The Mets.
I think Baba Booey's another big Mets fan, isn't he?
He's the biggest one I know.
Really?
He's the biggest Mets fan that I have ever seen. Yeah. I know he was... I think he was big on the Jets, New York Jets, I think, and the Mets.
Wow. Okay.
It seems like people gravitate if they're Mets fans, it almost seems like you have the Mets and the Jets, and then you have the Yankees and the Giants.
Yeah. I never understood all that.
I never understood that either. Because I mean, we have the Cardinals. Well, obviously this is a baseball town. Obviously. First and foremost. St. Louis is all baseball. Right. And then you got the hockey team, and they're okay, they're good. And then the Rams team that nobody gives a shit about. I hope they do. They can pack up and go leave St. Louis for all I care.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, a lot of people here in the D.C. area, because the Nats have only been around for 5 or 6 years, or, you know, whatever. Maybe it's even been 7 now. My math sucks. But, you know, we've always had the Orioles in Baltimore, and everybody, when the Nationals came to town, you know, you still see it now when the Orioles or whoever comes to play, you see more Orioles fans than you do Nats, and it upsets me to no end. And I don't know why I let it bug me so much. It's like, who gives a crap? I like my team, but I don't know why it bothers me so much that people, you know, like in my dumb, selfish mind, I expect people to give up their loyalty to the Orioles just because we have a home team now. It's stupid. It makes no sense. It's just a dumb, selfish thought of mine. Right. I don't know why.
Well, one thing that bothers me, and one thing that I see is watching, especially when they go on the road,
right,
is seeing, you know, see, especially take Miami, for example, where Washington is now. There's like 12 people in the stands.
Oh, geez.
I mean, just seeing it's almost heartbreaking, because I look at, you know, St. Louis, like take last Tuesday, for example, the Astros were in town.
Okay.
They have no attendance. St. Louis sells out.
St. Louis sells out.
Over 40,000 came on a Tuesday night with the Astros in town. It's not like it was the Cubs. It wasn't a playoff game. It was just a Tuesday, like at 100 degrees in June, over 40,000.
Oh my God, that's unreal. Yeah. I mean, you guys win a lot of your games. I mean, there's a difference still, when you're winning games.
Even when they're not winning.
Really?
That's the thing, when they're not winning. There have been years, like I'd say the mid to late 90s.
Right.
Those some years, obviously you had the steroids with McGuire and Sosa and things like that. There were some years where it was painful to watch, but you still go to the games. And they still put butts in the seats.
Yeah, no, I see it. I wish for that for the Nats one day. I really do. I hope they can.
I hope so too.
We've got Bryce Harper. We've got Steven Strasburg. I mean, we've got some good dudes. We're not like the Yankees where we buy a bunch of, you know, where we pay top dollar for a bunch of guys. We're more about building up the younger guys. And yeah, they don't deliver all the time, but at least you can take that satisfaction of building up a young up-and-comer, which I prefer that much better personally.
Right, and that's one team that I definitely want to see succeed.
Right.
Just not against the Cardinals.
Okay, fair enough. Now,
because I remember the Expos and everything like that, seeing all, you know, those teams and all the heartbreak and dismantling and owned by baseball and not really having an owner. And it was just nice to see. It's nice now, especially, you know, with the recent years where they've been, you know, especially last year.
Yeah.
And, you know, seeing them at least more successful than they have been, you know, with the talent level, it's refreshing. It is nice to see. It's always nice to see the young guys.
Certainly. I can appreciate that. Very good. And let's go ahead. Let's switch some gears now. We're coming up almost to the 5 o'clock hour. I would be crazy if I didn't mention that there's a pay-per-view on TV tonight. And
Money in the Bank.
As much as we've backed off wrestling in this show in the last few months, and it's all more for healthy reasons, because I gave up doing the show before because it was all wrestling talk all the time. So I promised myself that I would not make this a strictly, you know, wrestling show anymore, but we still like to talk about the wrestling.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And I will preface, the shoot is not a wrestling show.
Thank you. I'm glad that you get it. That may get you some brownie points when it comes to the votes, even though I have no say. I want people to know this is not a gimmick. I have no say in who gets voted in. It's all up to you. So your votes are what's going to put either Chris McNanamy. See how I did that?
There you go.
It's your votes that are going to decide whether you, Joe, or Josh make it into this show. That's what it's all about. So
that's awesome.
So I appreciate the fact that you understand that we are not solely a wrestling show.
Absolutely not.
And we're also not a podcast. I have friends of mine who are like, how's your podcast going?
It's not a podcast.
Yes. I don't know why that bothers me so much. Maybe it's because so many people think of podcast as a bad word, and I don't think it should be, but so many people think of it as a bad word, and I guess maybe that's why I get so like selfishly offended when people call the show a podcast as opposed to a live radio show on the internet.
There really is a big difference, very big difference.
I agree, but ranting aside, my friend, there is a show on tonight, and it is Money in the Bank.
Yes.
And I'm looking forward to this. I've got people coming over. I've got a party going on. This should be a good time, man. You've got John Cena and Mark Henry. Now, look, I don't know. First of all, I guess I should ask you, before we get too deep into it, you watch a little bit of wrestling or no wrestling or what?
Oh, God, I've been a wrestling fan since I was 8, 9 years old.
So you watch a lot of wrestling?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, great. Great, perfect. This is wonderful. So
yep.
You would probably know when Mark Henry did his fake retirement thing. Did you see that?
Yes, I did.
Great.
I saw that. And I thought that was awesome.
I thought to myself, Chris, I said, if you're going to draw money for a pay-per-view, if you're going to sell a pay-per-view, that's how you do it. so many people online were speculating. They're like, man, Mark Henry's going to come out. He's going to retire. This is great. You know, it, you know, he's going to get a great send-off and all that good stuff. And then, boom, within the snap of a finger, he slams John Cena, and now we have a feud. And by all accounts,
building on it. And I love it.
And by all accounts, it has been very, very good. So, you got John Cena and Mark Henry, and I truly believe that that John Cena is going to he's going to win. And I know that bothers a lot of people. It doesn't bother me, because that's just the way that it goes, and I'm okay with it. I've accepted this.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. So, you know, he's going to go over, even though I think Mark Henry, for as good as he's been, I'd love to see him maybe get just one shot with the belt, even if he's transitional and he only has it for like a month or two. To me, that's better than just building him up only to have him fall, unless they've got a great opponent in the wings waiting for John Cena after this, and it has been rumored that it will be Daniel Bryan, and I'm good for that.
I have to agree. I think having the Cena, I think Cena will win. Obviously,
sure.
They'd be one of those where it's not really like an underdog,
right?
Type of win, but Mark Henry, obviously, it's the monster. I've heard this before. The monster heel, and I think that is just that. There's not a lot of that. There's not a lot of those big angry bad guys.
Yeah, you need that. That's important. So
right. So I think Cena. I think they'll have Cena retained, because I've heard, you know, obviously I've seen his matches with the bigger guys, and they're enjoyable.
Certainly, certainly. Now, who do you see, or who do you like, with Del Rio and Dolph Ziggler?
I like Ziggler.
Yeah, man,
Ziggler. He's got some awesome, even with the concussion, he's still got a lot of momentum, and I like what they're doing. I like his character. He's a lot of fun. Even when they had him kind of like a heel,
right?
I still like the character. It's fun, and I think he wins. I think he wins over Del Rio.
One would hope so.
Yeah, absolutely.
And for anybody that's listening right now that wants to follow along, I'm on WWE.com. I'm grabbing the matches this way, because I don't have them memorized like some psychotic wrestling mark. I believe it or not, I don't watch as much as I have or I've used to, but and that's no fault of WWE's. Like, I don't think it's bad. I just haven't had time to watch. But whenever there's a pay-per-view on, I'm always watching. So let's talk about now. You got Money in the Bank. You've got CM Punk, Daniel Bryan, Christian, Sheamus, Randy Orton, and a returning Rob Van Dam. Who do you like in this match?
I have to go with, I think everybody's favorite, and his mine too, is Daniel Bryan.
Yes.
He's built up such momentum, just the momentum, ever since they did even with the Weakest Link thing with the Team Hell No breakup, all of that. I do like his chances.
I would love to hear it, and I see on Twitter my boy Bryce is chiming in. He says he thinks Orton will win. There's another strong choice. I mean, they could decide, hey, let's give Orton a big, you know, maybe a heel turn or something like that. I could see them doing that, certainly.
Yeah, because a lot of these guys, it'd be good to see, you know, if John, you know, they do have John Cena retain.
Yeah.
You know, any one of these guys would be good. You know, they could really have a good feud.
Yeah, I'd love to see it.
What's the next pay-per-view after this one? Is
SummerSlam.
SummerSlam?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So yeah, I mean, SummerSlam is good. You know, it's got to be huge. So that'd be they have a good, especially Daniel Bryan, because he's never been WWE champion. But I think it'd be good seeing him get that you know, shot against Cena.
I would love to see that. And I want to thank Bryce for listening. This is on my Twitter monitor. I pulled it back up because all the Nats hate has stopped. So I pulled the Twitter.
You pulled it back up.
I pulled the Twitter back up on my fourth monitor. It's great. And then this is something I've said before on the show, and I'll say this again, because, you know, today RVD makes his return to WWE, and for me personally, it still just infuriates me that so many people are just, you know, kissing Rob Van Dam's ass, and they are just losing their minds. You know, so many people bitched about The Rock coming back. Oh, The Rock, The Rock's part-time, man. He's taking a spot from a young guy. Well, guess what, Dick Brains? RVD's coming back part-time. I don't see anybody outraged. You know, it's such a double standard. This is almost as bad. Wrestling fans on the internet are almost as bad as like Nancy Grace with the whole Zimmerman thing. We're not going to go into all that, but as far as there's a double standard, you know, everybody in their minds is, oh, RVD's so great. It's so cool. He's coming back. There's no outrage that he's coming back part time, but The Rock comes back part time and it's a big problem. And I'm just like, you people are out of your minds. You should enjoy, you should be thankful that The Rock's coming back and bring him back, you know, some of that celebrity with him and trying to garner some interest. And granted, the numbers, the ratings didn't pop up much bigger. So maybe you could say that maybe it failed, but these people that are just, you know, outraged at him, but they're not outraged about RVD. That just pisses me off. And I'm not going to get too much into it, but I don't think he's going to win. I do not think he will win this match. I think that is safe to say.
No, I think, you know, I think it's the demographics there that, you know, I think it's great that he's coming back even, you know, at his age.
Yeah.
I know he's what, 40, 41 years old.
Yeah. If he comes back and he's in great shape and he's motivated and, you know, he looks good and he helps put over the younger guys, then I don't have a problem with him being back. But if they're bringing him back to try to put him in some big title picture, I don't think that, you know, he was never a big, big draw in the WWE. And this idea to put him in that spot, I don't think that that's very good. I'd rather use him to build up a Dolph Ziggler or whoever. Put him in more of a Chris Jericho role where he actually is trying to put guys over. You know what I mean?
Right. And Jericho, I know the Fozzy's really, I think Fozzy's getting ready to tour again.
Yeah, I think they are.
He'll be taking time away from that, so there's not gonna be a real big push there. So
yeah, I don't think so.
I think it's great. I see Rob Van Dam doing something, like, you know, obviously with this part time schedule, and then maybe down the road like a Legends contract or something. I don't know.
Sure. I don't have any problem with it because I'm not one of these guys that's bitching about The Rock coming back. So I don't hate RVD. I have no problem with him being
absolutely
back.
Absolutely not.
No issue. I mean,
well, it's a guy, you know, like guys our age, you know, remember the ECW Rob Van Dam.
Sure.
And there's a whole new generation of, you know, audience and all these kids that don't know who he is at all.
Well, and that's another reason why people are so happy that he's back, is because a lot of these people that live 15 years ago and they just want so badly for the Attitude Era to come back because, the PG's ruining the product. These shitheads don't realize how great WWE is right now, man. I can watch a show and say, this is a great, a well-put-on show. You got guys in the right spots. They're looking great. You got some good programs going on now. And for these people to get online and bitch, you know, about everything, it's ridiculous to me. Just stop it. Just stop your complaining. Enjoy the damn show or don't watch it. Even though you will watch it, you'll complain and you'll continue to watch it. That's what you do.
Right. I grew up, you know, obviously, you know, watching the late 80s, you know,
sure.
Hogan, Savage, you know, I grew up in that era, all the Attitude Era and the Monday Night Wars. I remember vividly.
Certainly.
You know, sitting over at my buddy's house, flipping between Raw and Nitro on Monday nights, just boom, boom, boom. It's like, all right, this is a commercial, go back. And I think we ended up watching a little bit more WCW at the time.
Right.
Just because, but I remember a lot of the Attitude Era. It's great to remember.
Oh, yeah, of course.
As a fan. It is fun to look back and be like, oh, man, you remember when Rob Van Dam did this, or, you know, like when Stone Cold Steve Austin did this. But it's a different time. It's a different generation. It's a different audience.
Yes.
You can't do that. I'm sorry, you know, for the internet, you know, internet crowd that may not like that. But I think, you know, it's a different generation. WWE has shifted their overall perspective on things at this PG.
Yeah.
Type of show, and I ultimately I'm a fan.
Right.
You know, I don't overanalyze it, and I enjoy it. I do have fun. You know, I have fun watching it.
Yeah. Just watch and just enjoy. And I'll tell you something else I'm gonna enjoy. The Money in the Bank match for the World Heavyweight title. Mm-hmm. Dean Ambrose, Fandango, Swagger, Cesaro. You've got Cody Rhodes, Sandow, and Wade Barrett. That's a freaking great match right there.
That is awesome. I'm looking at the same. I'm looking at probably the same Money in the Bank screen you're looking at right now.
You probably
now.
Are. Yeah, WWE.com. That's what I've got open on my phone.
Yep. I'm looking at my laptop right now, and I click the World Heavyweight Championship contract match.
Boom. Yeah, it's great, man. I mean, this is going to be a good match. And Ambrose, I don't know if they're going to go with him just yet. I would hope that they would. I know a lot of people online are hoping the same, but he would be a great contender, I think, for the world heavyweight title. He's great on the mic. He's great in the ring. I think he's the true star of the Shield.
Right, just the Shield in general. Those three guys are just awesome.
Yeah.
They're fun to watch.
Yeah. The whole group is great, but there's just something about that guy that stands out, you know?
Right.
So, and then the next match, The Miz versus Curtis Axel for the IC title. I think Curtis Axel is obviously going to go over. And with that being said, I love Curtis Axel. I met him at WrestleMania Fan Access. He was most polite guy. He was great, man. He was so nice. So, and he's very talented too, Chris.
Oh, absolutely. I've seen a lot of, even back when he did back when he was with David Otunga and did those, you know, years ago, you know, seeing some of his matches. And I like this. I like the push that they're giving him and putting him with Paul Heyman.
Oh yeah.
That's a home run.
That's strong, dude. That is so strong.
Yo,
Now, the Divas title, AJ Lee and Caitlin. Now in months past, I will say that something about the Divas never really got me going as far as my interest level in watching women wrestle. For me, I thought Impact Wrestling or TNA or whatever you want to call them, I always thought that they had the better... Yeah, the Knockouts. I always thought they had the better division. But, you know, AJ Lee is just so good at what she does. I'm not so much a Caitlyn guy, but AJ Lee is so freaking good at what she does. She's been around for a little over a year now as far as... you know, a fixture on TV, like a permanent fixture, and she has not gotten old. She's not gotten stale. She constantly, you know, she's just wonderful in what she does, man.
Right, that character is a perfect fit for her. Like, I mean, I'll be honest with you. A lot of times, like I maybe can't watch Raw live, but I'll end up, you know, recording on the DVR.
Sure,
I usually find myself fast forwarding through the Divas matches.
Oh yeah, I don't blame you, man.
I always find myself just fast-forwarding right through them. Like I said, the knockouts matches, I think, are way better. I'll fast-forward through some of those, too.
Right.
But we'll probably talk about that in a minute. But I'd have to say AJ on this one.
Yeah,
AJ,
definitely.
AJ retains.
If they go any other way, it doesn't work for me.
It kills that division altogether.
Exactly. Chris Jericho and Ryback, that's a weird match to me. Is that weird to you? I don't understand it.
It's like it just happened. It's like on TV they said, all right, Chris Jericho and Ryback, and that was it.
Yeah, man. Ryback was I liked his dynamic with Cena. I thought he and Cena worked well together in the promos, and you know, in the ring was not as great as so much as the mic work, but I still thought he was good. I don't know what Jericho's going to be able to get with him, but because for me, it just seems, it's like you said, they kind of just threw it together. It's weird.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I'd pretty much coin flip that one.
Yeah, I don't hate it at all.
No. Absolutely not. I just have to flip a coin. You know, if I picked, I was like, oh, okay, Jericho. Oh, okay, Ryback.
Yeah. And then there's a tag title match that's on the pre-show. Mm-hmm. The other guys, the Shield, Rollins and Reigns versus the Usos. Look for the Shield to win that one all the way.
Yeah, I have to agree. I mean, they need more tag team wrestling. Like, real, not thrown together individuals. They need more tag team wrestling.
Yes, I would love to see that. I would hope that they could figure out something where they could work that out. I think that if they could get that going, that would be terrific.
Because, I mean, the fact that right now the tag team titles are in the pre-show.
Yeah, that's kind of weak, man. I like tag titles. I look back at, like, the early 90s, like Royal Rumbles and other pay-per-views where they'd open up the show with a tag title match.
Right, and it wasn't a pre... You know, of course, they didn't have the pre-shows back then, but... You know, the tag teams back then were great.
Oh, yeah, man. They were solid. Legion of Doom, Orient Express, Rockers, Heart Foundation. It was stacked, bro. It was so stacked.
Yeah absolutely.
So
it's funny. I'll go back and watch. I got the WrestleMania collection that they put out.
Yeah.
Years ago, I got that whole collection. Sometimes I'll be like, I want to watch WrestleMania 7 or I want to watch WrestleMania 12. I mean, I just ran, and they had some great matches.
Oh, hell
great,
yeah, dude.
Tag teams. Like, even growing up, the Rockers was my favorite. They were just, there was nothing like them. And as a kid, it was just amazing seeing them. I was like, oh, man. Of course, you had your Hulk Hogan's, and, you know, you had Hulk Hogan, Ultimate Warrior, Sergeant Slaughter, Texas Tornado, things like that. But then when the Rockers came out, it was just boom, 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 boom.
Oh, yeah. It's so solid, man.
Yeah.
They knew how to do things going on. So, let's see here. Oh, I just got a message from Alan on Skype. He is telling me that they've got quite a rogue show going on the Mixed Talk channel. So make sure you guys listen to Alan at 7 o'clock. He's got a panel. So he's going to cover the Zimmerman trial. So that's definitely a polarizing topic. So go and check that out. Give it a listen.
Oh man, just some of the stuff I've seen on that. I'll just leave it at that.
Yeah, I try to keep it more fun on the show. Alan takes a serious approach on the serious topics, and I greatly appreciate that because I like hearing what he has to say about it. I like to let other people talk about it. I try to just stay the hell out of it. It's so much easier that way. Just to stay, you know, here's a trial discussion, and here's me way the hell over here. I'm just away from it. But so he's going to get a panel going on, and they're going to talk about the Zimmerman trial. So check that out, 7 o'clock. Should be highly interesting on the Rogue Show Mixed Talk. Check that show out. It's going to be awesome. And let's see here. I think I've got all the matches from Money in the Bank, and I felt like there was one other thing I wanted to get on before we left, but now I'm drawing a blank.
What's up? How about the Wyatt family?
Oh yeah, what are they going to do today?
Oh, I don't know. I was so excited to see the Wyatt family on Monday night. It took me back to when I was a kid, just seeing the all the videos that they had on Raw. Creeped me out.
I stayed up late on Monday to see them debut because my thing now is I very rarely watch the whole Raw on Monday night. I rather go back and watch it on the DVR. And when I knew they were coming, I said, okay, I'll stay up for this because it should be interesting. And it was.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. And of course, on WWE's site, they're saying, what's Kane's status? What's Kane's status?
Yeah.
That's the big mystery. Ever since the Wyatt family took him out.
Oh, yeah. Question is, where would they come in tonight? Who would they get involved with tonight?
Where would they come in? I have no idea.
Yeah. They'll probably be involved somewhere, though. I would imagine. I think it's a safe bet. I think you and I could safely make a bet with somebody and, you know, throw down $20 and not worry about losing it, that they're going to be on the show tonight.
Oh, I hope so.
They would have to be, wouldn't they? I mean, you couldn't debut a hot act like that and then not show them again, right?
Dude, I bet they may be running on one of the ladder matches.
Yeah. And those stupid fans on the line.
Oh, shut up.
Yeah. Just stop it already. What in the world is so special about chanting Husky Harris so you can feel like you're important? Just freaking stop it already. And that comes from Baltimore, of all people. I should have known to expect that out of a classless city like Baltimore, Maryland. Yuck. Oh, God, you want to be smart? Just stop. Please.
Tell you what, my favorite part of that whole segment, not except for that, that's total horseshit. But
yes,
when Bray Wyatt is sitting there in the rocking chair, just rocking back and forth, that was the best.
He's just sitting there.
He's got his hat on. He's just sitting there rocking back and forth. And the other guys, the other members of the family, are just attacking Kane. And that was awesome. Just seeing him. And then the videos they had before were just so creepy. In the house. I was. My heart was racing. I'm like, oh my God, this is really scary.
That music too, man. It's so eerie. I love it. I love the music.
Yep. It's great.
I love that stuff. And before we end the show, I have to get out this plug too. I've been plugging on Twitter, but I don't think I plugged it on the show, so I feel bad. Did you happen to catch an interview I did with a podcast called Sadly Lacking? Have you heard that yet?
No, I have not.
Oh, dude, you got to check that out, man.
Okay, I will.
So here's the thing.
Sadly Lacking?
Sadly Lacking Radio. They're a podcast in Australia, but the guy's not Australian. The guy is actually from D.C., but I think he either moved to Australia for his wife or for his job. I don't know his whole background or what have you, but he does a lot of talk about D.C. radio people and stuff like that, and it's kind of known, kind of not known that I had a big problem with a guy here in D.C. on the radio. And I think I've talked about it on the show before, but he got in. I gave him the full scoop on that on the show, and in addition to other things, but it's definitely worth, you know, checking out. If you guys want to hear more about, you know, my interest in radio and why I do the show and why I do things the way I do them. I mean, we did an hour.
Is it this listener profile that I'm looking at right here on their site?
You got it, man. Oh, you already found the site. Look at you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sadlylikingradio.podbean.com. That's their site.
Yeah. Check that out. Listener profile. I'm on there. It's got my ugly mug and the red hoodie in front of MetLife Stadium. I thought that's a cool picture, though, so I made it my Twitter avi. But
yeah, that was a cool picture.
Yeah. Check that out. And by the way, Mr. Tech Man, your Skype avi is really pissing me off right now. Not just because you have the Cardinals in it, but because it's low res, man. Get a high res picture in there. You're driving me nuts.
Yeah, I was actually looking. I'm like, man, I need a new picture.
Yes, you bastard.
That's an old picture. That's a picture from when I was in Naples.
Oh man, get something more high res. You're driving me nuts. I'm looking at it because I can see your head with the mix hat on, and you've got the Cardinal shit, and I'm looking at it. It's just low res, and it's bugging me. I've got a 1080p screen here, and this is bugging me.
That was my iPhone. That was my iPhone quality.
What was it? iPhone 2GS or
how old was it? iPhone 1.5.
Oh God! No, how many radio shows do you listen to? And somebody says your Twitter avi or your Skype avi is pissing me off. That's so random.
That would be the first.
I
know. That would be the absolute first time.
I encourage everybody to vote Chris McNanamy thumbs down just for his Skype avi alone.
Yes. Oh, and that just out of that momentum, and that just totally destroyed. Oh,
it's terrible. It's terrible. Yep. Well, how do you think it went, Chris? What do you think, man? We did an hour. How do you think it went?
Oh man, I could keep going.
You could keep going. You are an interesting person, I think.
Thank you.
You have a lot of things going on. I think you're very interesting.
Oh, thanks for having this this little contest here and
yeah,
on your non-podcast, non-wrestling internet radio show.
You freaking nailed it, man.
I did. I got it all in one swoop.
You got it all in one.
All at one time. No, this is a lot of fun. This is what I like doing, just, you know, shooting the breeze and just, you know, going back and forth and hopefully, you know, obviously people are listening. Thank you.
Yes,
thank
they
you
are.
For listening.
I appreciate it, man. Well, you know, honest to God, you know, live, I find with internet radio, unless you're like a big, big show, I mean, like I look at what like Holly does and she gets a lot of people listening live and,
yeah,
you know, I don't know, maybe Sunday's a bad day. It could be, but I mean, you know, for me, I don't care when people listen to the show as long as they listen. That's all that matters to me. As long as they listen. Absolutely. If they take time out of their day to listen, that's all I care about. If it's live, if it's not live, that stuff doesn't bother me, you know?
You know, it's the, you know, people are saying, "Oh, I download your you know, I get like mentions like, "Hey, I downloaded your show." And it's like, "Oh, thanks." You know, it's like I know not everybody can listen live because the time's not going to work for everybody.
Certainly.
It's not, like Saturdays doesn't really work for me.
Right.
I was able to, you know, move stuff around for Sundays, and I sometimes broadcast Friday nights because that works best for me.
Right.
My schedule. It's just, you know, everybody's not going to be able to listen live. And to have that download option available is really nice.
Yeah. I mean, people, when you're doing internet radio, it's important to, you know, set expectations. And I set my own expectations, and I know everybody's not going to listen live, and I'm good with it. And that's why I make it widely available, and I'll take a moment and tell everybody where all you can find it, because there's a lot of places, because I wanted to make the show as accessible as possible. So a couple of ways before we go, so people know if they want to get older shows, where they can get them. So if you want to download the show, if you're a person that likes to download it, just go. It's really simple. Get this. TheShootOnDemand.com. One URL gets you all the shows downloadable. We can also get us on Stitcher. That's another way. If you like to maybe stream it instead of downloading it, you can use Stitcher. And then we've got theshootlive.com, which is the 24-hour radio station that plays nothing but episodes of The Shoot over and over and over again. And so it plays all 180-some-odd shows in order, and then every other show, it plays the most recent show. So like every 2 hours, you're going to hear the most recent show. And that idea, I will give him 100% credit. I got it from Tom Likas. He says people not always are the podcast type. Sometimes they just want a radio station they can tune into. So that's why that is there. That is at theshootlive.com. And then, of course, finally, theshootonline.com, which is where I post everything. And I'm trying to get all this stuff streamlined. And I want to thank the Radio FUBAR guys, because in the next couple of weeks, Chris, they're going to help me build out a site. They're going to let me host all of my episodes on their site so I can dump Podomatic. Because Podomatic, I mean, it's okay, but I feel like, man, I'm not really getting my bang for my buck. So
they're some of the stuff is like really pricey.
Yes. But, you know, I wanted an all-in-one solution. So eventually the shootondemand.com is going to point to a new site eventually where you're going to be able to download any show that I've ever done. So it's not like, oh, you can only get the last 15 or whatever. Now you can get everything. If that's what you want, you can have it. It's no problem. And actually, Chris, Friday night I was here in my little studio area recording all new intros for the old shows. So this is going to be kind of cool. One of the things that I did 2 or 3 years ago was I did something called the History of the Shoot Part 1, and it was the history of the show for the first year, because the first year I went through many co-hosts and a lot of stuff went down, and I always wanted to do a Part 2, which that idea was completely stolen from Howard Stern's, you know, history that he did at the end of every year. And the only reason I wanted to do it was because there was so much stuff that happened in the show, like 4 or 5 co-hosts I went through, and a lot of drama on the show, which always, of course, makes for good radio. But so I always wanted to do a Part 2, but I never got around to it. So I figured, instead of taking that time, which took me 3 months to build Part 1, instead of doing that, I'm now recording new intros to every episode. So when we launch the brand new shootondemand.com, it's going to have every episode in existence, but with a brand new intro with me coming on telling you the episode number, the date, and a little background on the show. How cool is that?
That is awesome. That's great. And I like the idea you got now running the 24/7 radio station on, I guess this, you said it was a Shoot Live?
The shootlive.com. You can get it. It's on TuneIn, so it's so accessible. There's no excuse to miss it.
That's going on my phone right away.
Get it, man. You didn't know about that?
Not until you said it on your show not too long ago.
Oh, my God. Add it. Just look for WTSR.
I'm doing it right. I tell you what, we're live. Yeah. I'm doing it right now. I got my Samsung here. Right.
WTSR.
There it is. Boom. Shoot Radio.
So,
and right now I'm adding it to... Oh, there
what,
we go.
What show, my favorites. What show is playing on there right now?
Actually, there was a Allstate commercial that... On the TuneIn app, they play a commercial before. So let me see here.
Let's see what's playing on there right now. Let's see. We'll give it a second to load. It's great radio, by the way.
This show.
Yeah. So that's right.
There was a delay of me talking, and that's what's on there right now. Is this live broadcast?
Well, there you go. So because I use it to test. You know, if things ever go wrong on other servers, I've got a backup. So if you know if everything else is failing, there's constantly a backup going, which is great.
That's awesome.
So, okay, great. So you got it. So WTSR, load that up on your phone. I mean, you know, you can hear old episodes of the shoot. I don't know what episode is slated to play next after we get off the air, but what I do is whenever I finish with the MP3 of the current show, I always upload that on the FTP to the WTSR first. So actually the radio station actually gets it first, technically, and then it gets uploaded to Podomatic. And this is all tech stuff. I'm probably losing people, but I love talking this tech stuff with a tech guy because you get it. You totally get it.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah. The hell with them.
The general listeners don't get it, but that's okay.
Yeah. Before it came on the air, I was watching this. It was an old Saturday Night Live skit that Jimmy Fallon did. Uh-huh. It was Nick Burns, the computer guy.
Right.
I thought that was some of the funniest stuff because whenever that would air live, my sister would text me and say, "Hey, you gotta watch Nick Burns' Computer Guy. This is you." And of course, he was just so arrogant and like was talking his tech talk. And then they're like, "Oh, what's this?" And he's like, "Move." He's like, "You're basically demeaning them, calling them stupid, and saying some stupid, nerdy computer joke." And
it's terrible.
It's just kind of funny.
Yeah. Oh man, that's crazy. But yeah, check out those sites, man. Get for the people that are listening, get on that stuff, because I'm giving you 100 different ways to listen. If I make it easier, people will get to it, and nobody will have any complaints, right? Fair enough.
Fair. Yep, absolutely.
Boom, there it is. And I'm gonna go and clean up my hand too, because it still kind of hurts a little bit.
Ew.
Ugh, yeah, I know, it's terrible, man. It's terrible. But at least now I got Bluetooth in my car. Thank God.
It was worth it.
Yes, it was. And tune in, I can play Bluetooth through there as well.
Almost cutting your finger off was worth it for Bluetooth in the car.
Yes, it was. I mean, it makes perfect sense. Tune in works in there too. I can Bluetooth, so now I can catch all my favorite live shows when I'm in the car.
Oh, absolutely.
And it pulls up the metadata and everything. It's terrific, man. It works solid. Rock solid, bro.
Awesome.
All right. Well, we've done an hour and 21 minutes now. So I'm gonna shut the hell up. If you people love Mr. Chris McNamee, remember this, because the voting is gonna go up as soon as we get the third and final contestant on. So I see your tweets now. You can also send your love through Twitter for Mr. Chris McNamee. And then next week we're gonna figure out who's gonna be on next week. I'll do a coin toss or see who wants to come on next week, and we're just gonna keep it up, and then. On the fourth week, we're going to try to get the three of you guys on here for the big reveal of the new co-host chosen by the listeners.
Oh, that'd be great.
Yes. So it's going to be completely up to, it's not up to me. So don't worry, folks. You don't have to please me. It's all depending on who you want to hear. So if you like Chris Mack, you can vote for him. If you like the other guys, when they come on, you can vote for them. It's up to you. It's not up to me. So there it is.
And everybody be honest. Just right. Be absolutely honest. If you don't like me on here, don't vote. It's that simple. You're not going to hurt my feelings.
Exactly. And so vote for who you like, and we'll see what's going on. So for Chris McNamee, my name is Gary Cantrell, and we're going to sign off the show tonight with a track from the brand new Jay-Z, Magna Carta, Holy Grail. This is the song that he did with Justin Timberlake. I'm a huge fan of it. So check it out. Follow me on Twitter, at Gary Cantrell. Give Chris a follow, at Chris McNamee. Spell that for me, Chris.
McNamee.
Perfect.
That's my last name. Chris is Chris. I mean, that's pretty straightforward. But yeah, just follow me, at Chris McNamee.
Anything else that that you want to plug before we sign off?
Terrible Tech Shows. I do that one. That's kind of my show. You can go to terribletechshow.wordpress.com. It has all the links there for my archives, my Podomatic, how you can listen live and subscribe in iTunes and all that good stuff. Everything's right there.
Beautiful. Chris, I had a blast today, man. Thank you so much for coming up and riding shoddy with me, bro.
Thank you so much for having me on here. I had a lot of fun.
Same here. The feeling is mutual. So everybody, we will see you next week. Good night, everybody.
You take the clothes off my back and I let you. You'd steal the food right out my mouth and I'd watch you eat it. I still don't know why I love you so much. Oh. You curse my name in spite to put me to shame. Have my laundry in the streets, dirty or clean. Give it up for fame, but I still don't know why I love it so much. Yeah. And baby, it's amazing. Space with you, I just can't crack your code. One day you're screaming you love me loud, the next day you're so cold. One day you're here, one day you're there, one day you care, you're so unfair. Sipping from your cup till it runneth over. Holy grail.
Blue told me remind you niggas. Fuck that shit y'all talking about, I'm the nigga. Caught up in all these lights and cameras. But look what that shit did to Hammer. God damn it, I like it. Bright lights enticing. Look what it did to Tyson. All that money in one night, 30 mil for one fight. As soon as all that money blows, all opinions take flight. Fuck the fame, keep cheating on me. What I do, I took.
Jackson Thriller.
And baby,